Yeah, this man right now is the only person I know of that uses the term Sabbath.
Is that right? Wait, how does he use it?
He was referring to mustard salad or turnip salad. He doesn't say he doesn't care anything about the turnips, but he'll like the salad.
Right.
But that's the only person I know of. I've thought of that a lot of times.
Do you know where he's, was he raised here?
Yeah. Short distance over here, 45 miles east of here.
Well, say if you left an apple out in the sun, you'd say it'd dry up
and decay.
Decay, or when it's getting smaller, you say it's, you know, it gets real small and wrinkled, you say it's all
dried up,
or could you say shriveled up?
Shriveled up, yeah.
Say, talking about greens and that sort of thing, if you wanted to send me to the store to get some lettuce, you'd tell me to go down to the store and get
head of lettuce.
Have you ever heard of any, say, parents refer to their children as having so many head of children?
How is that now?
Have you ever heard of parents refer to their children as saying, I've got so many head of children?
Yeah, yeah. So many head in our family.
Kind of like we were talking about cattle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, say a man who had seven boys and seven girls, talking about the number there, you'd say he had just a whole
pass. Some of them were
old passel of children.
Yeah, an old passel.
Right. He would be in a fix with that many, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Well, talking about corn, you know, the outside covering over near corn.
Sure.
What about the, you know, the thing that grows right out the top?
Tassel. Tassel.
And the stuff that you brush off, brush off the ear.
You mean the pollen or the?
Well, you know, when you open it up, there's this stringy stuff.
Oh, silk.
Silk. Have you ever heard people call, ears of corn that were tender enough to eat right off the cob, call that anything besides just
roasting ear?
Roasting ear. Or what about, you know, this thing that, oh, it gets to be fairly big. Some of them, people like to buy them around Halloween.
Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. How about those? Are they growing around here?
Not mine. Somebody has a few. Now, my brother-in-law is up in Lee Wilson's company. They grow them by the 100 acres.
Is that right?
Some of those big companies. I don't know, I guess they process bird dye or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what about, I wanted to ask you this. The fellow was telling me, when I asked him about different types of melons, he said that armadillos were bad about getting into your melons and scooping out the inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said if you did it on the bottom, you know, it looked like a regular melon. He said when you picked it up, there wouldn't be anything in it.
That's right.
Do you have a problem with those things, right?
Yeah, they got a dent right out there. I know there's two little ones running around here. They get in there, tomatoes, if they can reach them. Of course, we stake our tomatoes, and they usually get up high enough where they can, but they can bring it up a good long way and eat your tomato.
Mm.